This is Science in the News in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus.
And I'm Bob Doty. In February, the World Health Organization will hold a series of meetings in Geneva, Switzerland. Health experts and representatives of drug makers will discuss the newest developments in the continual fight against influenza.
The flu in humans and birds is our subject this week. Influenza is a common infection of the nose and throat, and sometimes the lungs. It is caused by a virus which passes from one person to another. The flu causes muscle pain, sudden high body temperature, breathing problems, and weakness. It is most common in the winter months. Generally, people feel better after a week or two, but the flu can kill. It is especially dangerous to the very young, the very old, and those with a weak defense system against disease.
Historical records have described sicknesses believed to be influenza for more than 2,000 years. The Roman historian Livy describes such a disease attacking the Roman army. People in 15th century Italy thought the sickness was caused by the influence of the stars, so they named it influenza. In 1781, influenza went from Europe to North America, to the West Indies and Latin America. It spread in Asia in 1829, then again in 1836. It also traveled to Indonesia, Russia, and the United States. In 1889, the flu began in Central Asia, spread north into Russia, east to China, and west to Europe. Later, it affected people in North America and Africa. Experts say 250,000 people died in Europe in that flu pandemic. Worldwide, the number was at least 1 million.
But the deadliest outbreak of influenza on record involved a flu that first appeared in Spain. The so-called Spanish flu killed between 20 million and 50 million people around the world in 1918 and 1919. Even young, healthy people became sick and died in just a few days. Times when diseases spread throughout the world are called pandemics. The WHO says the next flu pandemic is likely to kill as many as 650,000 people in industrial countries. But it says the greatest effect will likely be in developing countries. The agency notes that healthcare resources in those countries are limited and populations are weakened by poor health and diet. Researchers say the new kind of flu will appear unexpectedly. They will not have enough time to identify it and produce a vaccine. That is why they are developing faster ways to produce vaccines. 80 years ago, the flu virus took months to spread around the world. Today, airplane travel means a virus can spread around the world within days. Experts say another virus, like the one that appeared in 1918, could be as dangerous as any disease ever known.
Medical experts have identified three major kinds of flu. They call them type A, B, and C. Type C is the least serious. People may get it and not even know it. But researchers study the other two kinds very closely. Viruses change to survive. This can make it difficult for the body to recognize and fight an infection. A person who has suffered one kind of flu usually cannot develop that same kind again. The defense system produces antibodies. These substances stay in the blood and destroy the virus if it appears again. But the body may not recognize a flu virus that has even a small change.
There are some antiviral drugs that doctors may use to treat influenza. But health officials say the best thing is to get a yearly vaccine to prevent the flu. Each year, medical researchers work to develop vaccines to prevent the flu from infecting people. They meet in February to discuss which kinds of flu viruses to include in the next formulation. They try to decide which vaccines will be most useful in fighting against the kinds of flu they think will appear months later. For this flu season, the vaccine chosen a year ago did not include the virus known as the Fujian strain. It came from Fujian province in China. It appeared late. To avoid a delay, it was not included in the vaccine.
No one knows yet exactly how much protection the vaccine provided people this flu season. The northern flu season usually does not begin until December. This season, however, people started to get the flu in October. The World Health Organization says the majority of cases identified so far have involved the Fujian strain. As of last week, the WHO reported that influenza remained widespread in many countries in Central and Eastern Europe. Cases also increased in Italy and Japan. And the flu remained widespread in some parts of Canada and the United States.
Humans are not alone. Chickens and some other animals also get the flu. Since December, parts of Asia have had high levels of bird flu. Avian influenza virus has jumped to some people, but direct contact with chickens or their waste has been suspected. The World Health Organization says there has been no evidence that the virus has spread person to person. Researchers are concerned about what could happen if the virus mixes genetic material with human flu virus. The new virus might then spread from person to person. People would become infected with proteins their bodies have never seen before, so they would have no defense.
Scientists are especially concerned about Asia, where many human influenza viruses first appear. In 1997, an outbreak of bird flu in Hong Kong infected 18 people and killed 6. Workers killed more than 1 million chickens to control the threat. Last year in Hong Kong, bird flu infected 2 people and killed 1. Also last year, A different flu virus infected some agricultural workers and killed one person in the Netherlands. In the current outbreak, the WHO says Vietnam and South Korea have the first epidemics ever documented in those countries. Japan has its first epidemic since 1925.
But Vietnam and Thailand had the only human cases confirmed as of Monday. At least 7 people in Vietnam have developed bird flu. 6 of them died. Of those, 5 were children. In Thailand, a 6-year-old boy became the first death in that country. Thailand is the 4th largest exporter of chicken in the world. Announcements of flu outbreaks in chickens expanded in recent days to also include Indonesia and Cambodia. Pakistan and Taiwan have both reported outbreaks of less serious forms. Health officials say chicken and eggs that have been well cooked should be safe to eat. The WHO says poultry should be cooked to 70 degrees Celsius, and the agency advises people to wash their hands after touching poultry products.
Millions of chickens have died of bird flu or been killed in an effort to contain the spread. The World Health Organization says it is also working to develop a vaccine to protect people from the bird virus. The agency, part of the United Nations, says the effort requires the use of a new technology. This is called reverse genetics. Scientists collect the virus from human victims. Then they mix genetic information from that virus with a virus grown in a laboratory. The resulting virus is recognized by the defense system in the body and causes a protective reaction. Drug companies could then use this virus to produce large amounts of vaccine. But the WHO says a vaccine may not be ready for several months to several years.
The World Health Organization says influenza is thought to result in 250,000 to 500,000 deaths a year. As many as 5 million people get severe cases of the flu. Lost productivity adds up to great economic costs. So medical and agricultural officials say stopping the spread of influenza is one of their most important jobs year after year.
Science in the News was written by Nancy Steinbach. Katie Weaver was our producer with audio assistance from Gary Spiesler. This is Bob Doty.
And this is Faith Lapidus. Join us again next week for more news about science in special English on The Voice of America.